We should have paid for it back then in 2007 when we did it, 2008 when we did it, 2009 when we did it. So yes, you can defer, but you're going to pay for it. It's not free.
What am I paying for, though? What am I deferring?
Didn't you take out bonds to have projects done that were decided in 2006, 2007, 2008 you paid for out of reserves that no longer exist, and now that money needs to be paid
there
for?
There were CIP projects that we increased. We increased our maintenance back in 2007. Our wholesale contracts, we're paying for those decisions through these deferrals. Our demand, it's not one individual item, Commissioner. It's a whole list of items, which I think we have shared with you in the past, but I'd be glad to share with you in the again, that says, in 2007, we made these decisions. It had this rate impact. We deferred and spread them out. And then in 2008, we did the same thing. In 2009, we did the same thing.
I understand that, but I appreciate Commissioner Lennon's question. Did we do it by bonding, and are we just paying back interest, or are we actually
by bonding
paying?
When we signed the new contracts, we get most less revenue than we used to get. Yep. So that has not been
Of it was not CIP. Most of it was operations or things like the wholesale contracts or things like the demand reductions. So, yes, there's some, but most of it is not CIP related. It was maintenance. It was from my operating budget.
So you're saying, if just to put a fine point on Commissioner Fritz's question, if you were to, what is the dollar amount difference of smoothing over, you know, you've got, as she said, 5.7, 4.9, and 4.3. So we've got the highest increase now and increases of a lesser amount in 12 and 13. And is it, just to really restate your question just so I understand, if you were to take the average increase of those 3 years and it brings down a little bit of the increase the first year and raises it in the out years, I don't quite understand your answer that it would require you to retool your operating. The intention, I think, in the question was you would get the same amount, and what money would you not, or what are we missing?
No, if you say I want to spread that out, then you'll reduce that 5.7 to 4.9. Okay, that's 6/10%.
So what
on my rate?
What
so
doesn't happen?
That means I'd have to reduce my rate by about 600, that my budget by about $600,000.
What does that impact?
8.8.
Well, I'd have to figure that out. It's kind of hard to tell you how I'm going to cut $600,000 out of my operating budget right at this very moment.
Could you not say $600,000 in, let's say, CIP would be in the second year, not the
first year? That's not 600,000.
Just operating?
It's 800.
In order to generate that much, 0.6% in eight tenths of a percent in rate from an operating budget, it's about $1 million per percent. So that's around $800,000. I'd have to cut significantly more from my capital budget in order to get that same 0.8% rate benefit.
About $8 to $10 million.
Could I jump in with a question, Mayor? I appreciate the discussion. David, the bulk of the testimony that I heard today involved objections to the increases over the next 5 years, the so-called 85% increase, focused on LT2 compliance. So there was some testimony that hit other pieces of your proposed budget, but the primary focus was on LT2, and that I even heard by listening carefully to the Crayford's group and others. So that seems to be the piece that's been framed for us to look at. And you may have done this in an earlier hearing, but it would be helpful to me if you just reminded me. It's a proposed 85% increase over 5 years. If you took LT2 out, but you had everything else in here, it would then be what? A proposed what increase over 5 years?
Approximately 60%.
Approximately. Okay. That's helpful.
Versus 85.
Versus 85.
Okay. So that's what that's from the testimony that appears to be the focus of most people's concerns. Commissioner Fritz has raised a question of whether you could change the sequencing of some rate deferral stuff. But that's the and of that 25% over 5 years, how much of that is attributable to the treatment side? I apologize. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm just trying to understand the numbers.
While you're looking, do you have any other questions? Because I do want to take a break, and maybe he can work on them while we're on a break.
Oh, that'd be fine, Mayor.
Thank you. Do you have any others?
He'll find the answer.
I had a companion question when he
gets adding it up.
So in answer to David's question earlier, I would like to see if we had a 0.8% decrease in the increase in the deferred rates, what operations and maintenance would I be deferring to 13-14?
So, did you have any question you want them to
I think David has your answer.
He does?
It's a little less than 10 percentage points.
Okay, so, and I'm sorry, if I don't say it out loud, I don't understand it with these numbers. So we have an 85% increase over 5 years. You take LT2 out altogether, you're down to 60% increase over 5 years. If you just take out treatment, then the increase over 5 years would be
approximately 75%.
75%.
Back of the envelope, yes.
And okay. And that's over a 5-year period. So that does not take into consideration what may happen if we are successful on any of these other applications over that period of time.
Yes, and that was a point that I was going to make coming back to Commissioner Fritz about the budget note and what happens if we get the variance. You have to keep in mind that the variance is not free. The cost, instead of having capital costs, we will now have O&M costs, operations and maintenance costs, and they will be significant because we're going to be doing much more intensive sampling, lab analysis. We're going to be having to hire people in order to keep that and maintain that variance. So we will be thrilled if we don't have to spend that capital money, but we are going to be spending money to maintain that variance. So
Mayor,
it will
last
not,
comment, I know Mayor has
not a one for one.
But David, I just want to say, in the communication that I've received, I just want to be very clear, on the objections to the proposed rate increase on the water side, what the bulk of the concerns have to do with what you've identified is the 25% part of the 85% increase. So that's really what we'll come back, my understanding is we'll be talking about after the break.
Do you have a question or comment?
I guess my question is just, was it a significant development that this decision has been delegated now to the State Department of Health by the EPA? And if so, I mean, if that is a significant development, have we fully tested sort of the parameters of what may be available to us at the state's decision? I know we talked a little bit about transcripts from KBU and all that, but it sort of gets back to the question of, what have we asked the state? So I guess that's what I'm confused about.
Okay.
Let's pick that up from
right.
The break. Okay. We are on break for a half hour. Okay, great. Would you give it back? It can come from both of us if you want.